is an on-the-air sample of my audio as transmitted by my Kenwood TS950 SDX's transmitter and as received on my Kenwood TS850's receiver. The Kenwood 950 SDX uses DSP-modulated audio, and you can control the high and low cut filters. Currently, both the high cut and low cut filters are set to off, which yields approximately 6.7 kHz of audio bandwidth. The TS850's receive filters are also bypassed, which yields approximately 6 kHz of frequency response. It's not as wide as the transmitter, but it's pretty close. I'm speaking into a Behringer B1 condenser microphone, which is connected to a Behringer Xenix 502 mixer and preamp, which in turn is connected to a Behringer MDX 1600 AutoCom Pro speech processor. Between the two channels of the speech processor, there is a NADI 31-band single-channel analog equalizer. To demonstrate the effect of the equalizer, I'm going to disengage it. And that's the equalizer bypass right there. The audio becomes a little bit flatter. And now the equalizer is re-engaged. The audio is being fed directly into the radio through the front panel microphone connector. I'm going to demonstrate the effect of limiting the frequency response using the DSP controls. I'm going to limit the top-end frequency response to 3.1 kHz. And now the audio has become much, much thinner. There is less shiny high-end. And I'm also going to cut the low-end response to 100 kHz. That is 100 kHz. It may not be as equally noticeable as the high-cut change was. And now I'm going to restore them back to their previous settings. I'm also going to demonstrate the audio on single sideband. I'm currently transmitting in the AM mode, and now I'm going to switch the receiver and transmitter to single sideband. I'm now transmitting in lower sideband mode, and I still have the frequency response set wide open. I'm now going to limit the response down to 3KC, which is typically how I run sideband. And this is 3KC of audio response on single sideband, which sounds a little bit better than it does on AM. And now I'm going to restore everything back to the way that I had it. And this should be AM mode again with all the frequency response restored. And that's the end of my recording. I hope you enjoyed it.